Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Talking and praying this week about a task for everyone. As we build for revival, as we seek God to do revival within our own life, within the life of our church congregation, within the life of our community, our nation, and our world, there's a job for each of us to do. And many times there's multiple aspects of how we do that job. And it's not a cafeteria where we pick and choose what we like and we leave what we don't like. We do these tasks based on God's gifting in our life, based on what He has said we ought to be doing. And as I mentioned yesterday, we're kind of going through a list of things that Paul had talked about as possibilities of gifting that God had put in the life, in the lives of people, as he wrote to the Romans, Romans 12, 7 and 8. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Now again, it's not Paul or God saying that you can pick one of these and you don't have to do any of the others. But there are times God gifts individuals, that God gifts you and me specifically in one of these areas or more, that calls us to a different level. A different level of serving, of teaching, of encouraging, of giving, of leading, of showing mercy. But none of us are off the hook, so to speak, in any of these categories. Because each one describes the nature of Jesus, a nature of how God would want us to live. And so today we come down and narrow to that second point in there of teaching. Jesus said in Matthew 28:20, at the end of what we generally refer to as the Great Commission, the calling of the disciples, or the sending out, and of us as we become disciples of Jesus, learners, followers, apprentices. And he says in verse 20, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. You know, verse 19, it talks about baptizing individuals in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to teach them to obey everything. We refer to this as the Great Commission, the commission of Jesus, that we would be involved in making disciples. That we would do this wherever we go. Now, there's a couple elements involved in teaching them to obey everything Jesus commanded. One, do you know what Jesus commanded? Two, are you obeying it? Jesus had issues with the Pharisees and the religious leaders of his day because they were pretty good at teaching God's law. They were so good, in fact, that they continually added to it. But they weren't very good at doing it. And so Jesus would tell the people to pay attention, to do what the religious leaders said, but to not act in the way that they do. And so when we recognize our responsibility for the task of teaching, and especially when God gifts us specifically in that area, then we take on a position of learner. Years ago, when I first came to South Bend here to Deer Run, I spent most of a year teaching fifth grade. And I was a good student in school, and I thought this fifth grade stuff would be easy. It's funny that after that, the whole "are you smarter than a fifth grader" thing became popular, and I had to chuckle every time because I think most of the time we would assume we are until we have to teach them. And the things that I had the most difficulty with were the things that came natural to me, that I really didn't study. Math was one of those subjects in school that was easy. Can't explain it other than God's gifting, other than it just made sense. And I would hear what the teacher said, but it really didn't sink in well because I didn't really need the instruction. And when I was attempting to teach, what I discovered was I hadn't learned it. And for me to be able to teach those students, I had to spend time learning the principles of mathematics, things that I knew in practice, but I didn't know well enough to have any idea how to explain it. And sometimes as Christians, we're called upon by God to teach others everything that He commanded, and we don't know what that is. We may be living a good life. We may be living a life that honors God. It may seem natural to us, but we've not really learned why. We've not really learned how. And so, especially when we work with individuals that may not have a connection with God, may not have been taught anything about God, our simple answers of that's just the way it is doesn't generally count as teaching. And God's desire is that we would know His commands well enough, we would understand not just what He said, but why He said it. We look back in history and we can look at the laws that God gave the Israelites as they came out of Egypt, as they made their way to the promised land. And some of them we look at, and in 21st century United States of America and most parts of the world, we would say, well, that's just picky. That makes no sense. That's just arbitrary. And yet when we consider it in the context of an ancient civilization without things like refrigeration, without things like remediation for mold control, we discover that many of those laws that we kind of skip over when we get to Leviticus had a purpose. They were there for the protection of the people, for their health, for their well-being. Just as the laws of God were there to protect the holiness of the people. And when we begin to gaze into God's word and we recognize that killing and stealing and bearing false witness and cheating on our spouses are not just things God says are wrong, but we can look at the effect that it has on the individual that is involved in that. And we realize that as we teach all that God commanded about loving our neighbors and loving our enemies and serving everyone and caring for the poor, and we recognize that this is not just a set of instructions to keep us busy. It's a set of instructions to make us live more clearly as representatives of Jesus. And so to teach everything that Jesus commanded requires that we choose to be a disciple, a learner, an apprentice of Jesus, where we're not only hearing and reading the words of the Bible, but we're allowing God's Spirit to help us apply it. So when we talk about a life of holiness, we have a life that is growing in that regard. We're not perfect. The Bible says that about all of us. But we make every opportunity, and we take every opportunity, and we find and look for and make the most of those opportunities to teach. I believe it was St. Francis of Assisi who is attributed to a statement of preach the gospel at all times, use words if necessary. Well, we know that words are necessary, but oftentimes if our actions are incomplete or are missing that match those words, the words become meaningless. Paul wrote, and he talked about those who hear the gospel, who respond to the gospel. He says, how can they hear unless someone tells them? And how can someone preach? How can someone tell them unless they are sent? And he makes it clear there are various responsibilities of individuals as those who tell and those who send. And sometimes we're in one position and other times we're in the other. And many times we find ourselves in both. And it's like I talked about Sunday in the message, in that territory that God has put us in. What are we doing within our territories of life to teach others to obey everything that Jesus commanded? Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount, he would point out that those that were listening had heard the law in a certain way. And he would continually say, you have heard it said such and such, but I tell you, this is what my Father meant. And when we recognize Jesus amplifying the Scripture, not in content, the Scripture is unchanging, the application and the understanding is what grows, because it's a living and active Word of God. And so we dive in and we learn so that we can teach. But it's not just a learning to fill our head so that we think we can teach. It's a learning that we apply in the actual teaching of others. Sometimes it's something that we're choosing not to do, and it gives us the opportunity to teach how our refusal, how our non-participation in that is our keeping with God's Word. Sometimes it's those things that we insist on doing, and people say, why would you do that? And we can teach. Hear a lot about not needing to go to church. I can worship God anywhere. Well, the second half of that is true. And in fact, we ought to worship God not only anywhere, but everywhere. Worship isn't something that's confined or should not be confined to a 10:30 a.m. time block on a Sunday morning. But God says that it's our responsibility to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. That we gather not only to worship God, but to encourage one another. And your presence in a church service gathering where you're worshiping with others at least ought to be an encouragement to those around you. I know those that come here to Deer Run are an encouragement to me by their presence. And we do that and we teach. I do that because God wants me to. Yes, I enjoy it. I get things out of it. I belong to a body of Christ. And if I'm missing, then a part of the body is missing. And if you're missing, a part of the body is missing. And God's desire is that we would operate as the full body of Christ under the headship of Him. And so we put those things into practice, and when people wonder why we do what we do, why we don't do what we don't do, we're able to use those opportunities to teach the things we've learned. We teach with humility because we don't know it all. And even those things we think we know, we may not know as well as we believe. So we're constantly learning. We're constantly teaching. And together we're constantly growing and we're constantly representing Jesus in a more accurate way. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us the instruction that we need to know how to live a life that honors you, that pleases and represents Jesus. And Father, because we have that knowledge, we have the availability of your word and your spirit to teach us and instruct us, may we learn. May we learn for the purpose of doing. May we learn for the purpose of being. May we learn for the purpose of teaching. And Father, help us to do so with the humility that allows for correction in our own life. And may our teaching be received with that same spirit that allows for correction in the lives of others. Father, may we gaze deeply into your word on a continual basis, that we would learn and grow and know what to teach in any given moment. May that teaching be from our mouth, from our lips, from our words. May that teaching be from our actions, from our life. And God, today, as we have opportunity, as we live in the territory that we have been given, at this moment in time, may we be those who teach. May the things that we teach be in line with everything Jesus commanded. And Father, as we teach Jesus and His commands, may we continually lift Him up so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday, a devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.